Thank you, Chairperson. Excellencies, esteemed delegates, honored participants, the summit is taking place at an opportune time, especially in view of the fact that we are currently facing a daunting task to devise new strategies and to find additional resources to address the food insecurity of a billion of people who are chronically malnourished in the world today. There's an urgent need for governments to exercise political will in order to eradicate hunger from the world, and the time to act is now. Namibia is encouraged to note that this summit will consider the improvement of food security governance, which, if realized, will definitely put us in a better position to timely mobilize and disperse resources for food emergency situations, as well as to seek for long-lasting solutions. Let us make use of this opportunity to come up with implementable and cost-effective strategies to reform the institutions that are currently responsible for the governance of world food security. Namibia is very concerned to note that despite the commitments and pledges made during previous World Food Summits, the number of hungry people in the world continue to increase. This trend will not allow us to achieve the target that we have set for ourselves to reduce hunger by half by the year 2015. It is therefore imperative that we consider the reform and strengthening of the existing food security agencies as a pressing emergency. Let such reform be done within the framework and budget of the existing institutions. In line with the Maputo AU Summit of 2003 and the 2004 SADC Heads of State and Governance Dar es Salaam Declaration on Agriculture and Food Security, Namibia is fully committed to increase the allocation of the national budget to agriculture. We support the efforts that are being made to reverse the decline in the allocation of the official development assistance to agriculture. Equally, Namibia would like to add a voice to the call on the international as well as the regional financial institutions to increase the lending portfolio for agriculture. While Namibia supports the call for international financial institutions to increase their lending portfolio for agriculture, we are equally concerned that Namibia will not benefit from increased financial resources at those institutions because of her current classification as a middle-income country. With this classification, our country finds it difficult to borrow funds from international financial institutions for agricultural programs at favorable interest rates. The situation puts a heavy burden on our already stretched financial resources, which in turn impacts negatively on the implementation of food security programs. For this reason, Namibia would like to reiterate a call to the United Nations system to consider the revision of a current classification as a middle-income country. Namibia would therefore like to propose that the formula that is currently used to determine the classification of countries should be revised to reflect the reality on the ground. In Namibia, the question of general well-being of the population remains a major preoccupation of the authorities of our country. The gross domestic product per capita used to date is not adequate because it does not take into consideration wealth distribution and access to social services to the majority of the citizens. Namibia, therefore, welcomes the Stiglitz Report in principle, which is the result of a commission that was created by the French president with the aim to compiling a report on new measurements of economic performance and social progress. Global warming and the resultant climate change continue to pose a threat to food production systems in the world, which in turn presents a challenge to food security programs. We should continue to honor our commitments to the implementation of the Kyoto Protocol. The agriculture sectors in many developing countries are highly vulnerable to the impact of climate change. It is therefore imperative that developing countries are assisted with resources to contain and mitigate the impact of climate change on the agriculture. In addition, Namibia hopes that the upcoming conference on climate change, scheduled to take place in December in Copenhagen, will bring about desired results. Chairperson, I thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.